Good afternoon, Jet Nation. This is Dennis Agapito, and I'm joined by a very special guest today, former Jets defensive lineman Joe Klecko. And Joe is here with Verizon, and they're sponsoring a special campaign for our Super Bowl weekend, which is taking place here in New York. And it's through Twitter. It's called hashtag who's going to win. And actually, the team that receives the most votes through the hashtag will get the Empire State Building lit up in their colors. It's actually very unique. And Joe, what do you think about this, you know, with Verizon, working with Verizon on this particular campaign?
Well, again, when you come here to the Verizon tent, a Neanderthal like myself, to see the technology that's involved in what Verizon done is spectacular. But the program they're having here as far as on Twitter to go out there and tweet, hashtag, you know, who's going to win, it's the first time ever that fans are going to be able to be involved in lighting up the Empire State Building. So whether it be the Denver Orange or the Seattle Green, whoever tweets more for the team that's going to win will get their colors on the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. You know, one of the things since it was announced that the Super Bowl will be held in New York has been the weather. And it's kind of ironic that the weather is actually great football weather, nice temperatures, the winds are going to be calm. And do you think that this should be kind of a rotation now with the New York area? I mean, it's been great. They've had Manhattan, portions of Manhattan closed off. The fans are having a wonderful time. I see them out there in their colors, whether it's the Denver Orange, the Seattle Blue, or even the Jets green. So do you think that the MetLife Stadium should be continued to be put in the rotation as a Super Bowl venue?
Well, they have if you listen to Roger Goodell, they have an extensive way of picking the Super Bowl site. And, you know, I'm sure that's to basically keep everybody befuddled about where it's going next. But as far as, you know, keeping New York in it, people don't understand, I think, the time that they can have. I've been to a lot of Super Bowls, and a lot of them are so spread out that, you know, you really don't enjoy it because you don't get to even interact with either fans that come there for your team or fans for the other team to where there's a combatantness. I think New York just exemplifies the perfect place to have a Super Bowl. Reason being is, you know, everything we all know, how they closed off Broadway and set up it all for the NFL. The city embraced this big time. The stadium itself, getting in and out. I mean, we move so many people through this town on a daily basis coming to work and everything. To have the Super Bowl here is very easy thing for New York to handle. But the people don't realize how many things there are to do here. I think the people that are coming here with question marks in our head are really getting to enjoy it. I think the rotation of keeping them in it, whether or not they get a Super Bowl or not, I think after this will be a very positive experience.
I just want to remind everybody that we're at the Verizon Powerhouse here. Joe Klecko is here. He is supporting Verizon, and the hashtag who's going to win. Now again, this is with Seattle and Denver. If you send in through Twitter, Seattle, and you put the hashtag who's gonna win, the more votes that are collected through Verizon, Verizon is handling this, eventually the Empire State Building before the Super Bowl will be lit up in that team's colors. So I think that's a pretty big thing here with the Super Bowl being in New York for the first time.
Yeah, I think if they go to who'sgonnawin.com also, if they want to follow it how it works and all, they can go on their computer or on their smartphone and find out more about it there.
Okay, so you can go on Twitter, you go on who'sgonnawin.com. There's a number of ways to vote. So you know what? If you're a true supporter of your team, you're going to go out, you're going to vote. We really appreciate Verizon giving us time today. We really appreciate Joe Klecko giving us his time. And, you know, congratulations, Joe, on your son going to Fordham. I am a Fordham grad myself, and I look forward to seeing him out on the field at Fordham.
Oh, we are too. And, you know, I'm sure he'll enjoy it more. Making a big splash up there would be big for him.
All right, Jet Nation, for Joe Klecko, this is Dennis Agapito. Thank you very much.